Nehemiah chapter 5 ends with a prayer in verse 19. Nehemiah prays, "Remember me, O God, for all I've done for these people." Now, when you first hear that prayer, it might sound a little selfish, but there's nothing wrong with asking God for His favor and that God would remember you. Not that He's forgotten you, but just with His great grace, remember you and show that grace. But Nehemiah's just walked through a period of tackling injustice, and there's been great reform and healing and reconciliation, and justice is seen, it's beautiful, praise is broken out. And what I like about that prayer, and really what you also need to understand about that prayer, is that Nehemiah is in a very good place, because he's basically saying, "Lord, I've served you, I've helped the people, and I've given a lot of things up. It's been so worth it. I wouldn't change anything. But Lord, just continue to take care of me as I've just tried to honor you." And there's a principle in the Bible where when you honor the Lord, He honors you. And Nehemiah, in a sense, is giving everything and entrusting the Lord to take care of all the rest. And when you think of even Jesus in His death and resurrection, He gave everything. He sacrificed. He served to the full. And then God exalted Him. The name is above every name. So the prayer, on the one sense, yes, it is about Nehemiah and God looking after him. But it's also a greater principle that to be faithful to God and to serve God, to entrust God with the results, and ultimately that He's going to care for you and He's going to provide. And Nehemiah, I think, is just built up in his faith as he asked God to continue to remember him and care for him, be gracious to him. And Nehemiah has served God well in this chapter, and all the people have benefited from that faithfulness. People are going to benefit from your faithfulness. God won't forget you. He'll bring the grace that you need, because His grace is sufficient.